and welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two incredible people. I have with me Jessica Glover and Sam Anthony. Hello, friends.
Hi.
Hello.
I am so happy that you both are here, and I would love if you could introduce yourself and let everyone know where they can find you on the internet.
Definitely. My name is Jessica Glover. I am one half of the independent theater company Cardiac Theater, along with my theater partner Harley Morrison. We're based in Edmonton, Alberta, and we've been throughout 2020 and the beginning of 2021 releasing radio plays, audio dramas, whatever you want to call them, under the title The Alberta Queer Calendar Project. And you can find us online at queercalendar.ca. And our primary social media platform is Instagram. You can find us there at AB Queer Calendar.
Fantastic. I cannot wait to hear more about that. And Sam, what about you? Where can people find you?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Sam, and I'm the host, one of the co-hosts of the Alternative Travelers podcast. And that's you can find that at alternativetravelers.com. It's my website for that. And we're also on Instagram at Alternative Travelers. And that's my first podcast. And the second one, which just launched this week, which I'm sure we might get into, is called the House Sitting Travel Podcast. And that's at House Sitting Travel on Instagram and the thehousesittingpodcast.com. And yeah, both of them are related to travel in kind of different ways.
Fantastic. I definitely can't wait to hear that side of things too. But first, we're going to do a little traveling back to the past. And I would love to know how you found podcasts to listen to. What were some of the first ones that you found, and just kind of your introductory story to podcasts?
So I am one of those people who I always need to have background noise when I'm at home. I don't like to have it just be quiet. So I'm very frequently listening to music or to a YouTube video or something. For whatever reason, though, I didn't start listening to podcasts until probably like 2018. And I don't know if you remember this, but Spotify was giving away free Google Homes if you were like a subscriber to Spotify Premium. And so I was already a subscriber, so I got my free Google Home, and I was like, what am I going to do with this? And I thought, oh, this is kind of the perfect opportunity or reason for me to start listening to podcasts while I'm, you know, washing dishes or whatever. And it was also kind of around the time that we were starting to plan the Alberta Queer Calendar Project. So I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to be working on this podcast project, I should probably be more familiar with the medium. So I was very overwhelmed at first because there's so much out there and I did not know where to start. So I think I started just by listening to a few episodes from different podcasts of people I follow on Instagram. Mm. So Dana Schwartz has one called Noble Bled, which is a history podcast, mostly focused on royals. Also, Jesse David Fox from Vulture has one called Good One, which is about comedy. And what was the other one? I was also just kind of looking at different kind of things related to pop culture stuff that I'm interested in. But that's kind of where I started dipping my toes into the podcast world.
I love that. I love that you were, you know, taunted and brought into it by a free Google Home, and then we're like, ooh, this is exciting.
I love that too, because I feel like I didn't start listening to podcasts until relatively recently as well. Like, there were definitely, I had been hearing about podcasts for a while before I got into them, and I always was just like, I'm not interested. I don't know about that. I'm just going to listen to a conversation. I don't get it. But then I got into it. And I think it happened when I was downloading stuff for a long bus ride or plane ride. Like, one of my first, if I think back, memories of listening to a podcast was definitely on a long bus or train ride or something like that, when I can't read in those kind of situations. and because otherwise I get like motion sick. So I was just like, let me try out one of these podcasts. And yeah, that's kind of how it started a few years ago now, and just kind of went from there.
So basically your intro story is very on brand as well. Like you're just, I'm traveling. I want to listen. I love it. This is one of my favorite questions to ask because everyone's origin story is so different. And yet there's always a kernel of similarity. And it just, it makes me so happy. So thank you both for answering that great question. And now let's move a little bit closer to the present. And I'd love to learn what made you want to actually start making a podcast.
So my theater partner, Harley, and I have been producing work together for the past, I think, like 5 or 6 years. And with each subsequent project, you know, we've been trying to kind of add something new into our practice that we can develop, whether that be, you know, working in an unconventional space or doing a little tour or something. And so a few years ago, Harley approached me with this idea of maybe trying to do something in podcast form. And we were really inspired by the Play Me podcast out of Toronto. And I believe they're partnered with CBC now. And it's really fabulous. I would definitely recommend. But they do audio dramas on their podcast. And we thought, you know, couldn't we do something like that that speaks to what we're interested in creating? So we really kind of were working with this sentiment of, you know, there's such, I think, a distinct queer experience that happens in the prairies, but often, especially with queer theater and queer art, we see a lot more from the East Coast and West Coast than they see of us. Mm. So a podcast medium just seemed like such a perfect way to work with a lot of artists and create a lot of projects, disseminate them in a relatively accessible way, and in a way where we can share it with other artists and audiences within and beyond Alberta. And it was just very, it was just a very exciting method of art making that we hadn't explored yet that we thought that would be really relevant to what we wanted to do.
And now, was this happening pre-COVID, the planning
yes.
for it? How fantastic that you'd done a lot of the work before it became something like this.
Yeah, it was such odd timing because, yeah, we'd been planning this since probably 2018, and then we were launching it in 2020. And the whole idea was that we would release throughout the year of 2020 13 radio plays, and then we would have them up online for a full year, like a full calendar year. So they would come down in 2021. So we had released our first three at the start of the year, and then COVID happened, and luckily we didn't have to pivot too much. Like obviously our recording process was different,
right.
But we were planning on creating audio works anyway, so it really seemed to fit into the new landscape of the way that we consume media and theater at the moment. So we were sort of lucky in that way. But yeah, definitely kind of weirdly serendipitous.
Yeah. Oh, that's so wonderful. I love that story. And I'm so glad that you did have those building blocks and plan together. And then we're able to just like, oh, well, we're just going to keep doing this and make it work. That's great.
That's so cool. And it reminds me, actually, when you're talking about like audio dramas, it reminds me of like, I think actually one of the first podcasts, I'm actually not even sure if it was a podcast back then. It was, must have been in 2009, 2010 or something. But this BBC audio drama with like Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman. I don't know if you like know what I'm talking about. I don't even remember the name of it. But like that was probably the first. They played like, it's freaking hilarious. But I need to re-listen to it now that I'm talking about it. But they play like their... they work as like a pilot and I think a flight attendant on some like low, like some airline that has like one plane and it's just like their antics. Anyway, it's really funny.
Cabin pressure.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I was like, I know what this is. Why can't I remember? And then I Googled it. I cheated, but that's fine.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you did, because now it reminds me that was probably my first podcast experience, but that was just a one-off. And when I was at my work study job in college, listening to things just to keep my soul alive. So that reminds me. I mostly listen to like, I guess, not current events podcast, but I don't listen to any audio dramas right now. But now I'm like, you're wanting me get back into that because it's fun.
Well, can I introduce you to the Alberta Queer Calendar Project? I feel like that would be just a really great experience for you to listen to.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. Thanks for that.
Of course.
I love it. All right, Sam, what made you want to get your microphone out for both of your podcasts? I'd love to hear the origin for both of them.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me of the question, because I was like, oh, where are we?
I got you. Already. I'm host. I know where we're going sometimes.
It's nice to be on the other end of things now that it's so. But yeah, so my first podcast, the Alternative Travelers podcast, my co-host and I, who is also my significant other, and we have a business together, so it's a lot. But we started it in about a year ago, actually. We just had our year anniversary when the pandemic happened, which seems really ridiculous to start a travel podcast when a pandemic is starting. But we had been thinking about it for a while, like, oh, that's something we want to do. We had been like content creators for years and as bloggers. And we were, when the pandemic happened, because we were writing about travel, no one was reading about travel because no one was traveling, obviously. So we just saw everything completely tank, our business tanked, like everything just crashed and burned. And it was pretty depressing, to say the least. So we were just like, after like 2 weeks of existential crisis and upheaval with, because we were traveling full time at the time, we had to like figure that situation out. And then we were just like, well, what are we gonna do to kind of keep morale up and just pour energy into, like, just to keep ourselves from going crazy in like lockdown? And so we just were like, well, we've been thinking about starting this podcast. Like, why don't we just do it now? And I think that was actually helpful, because instead of like overthinking, like, oh, we need the best mic or we need the best this, like, we literally just started recording on my phone. And we just were like, you know, whatever, let's just do this. We need to do something. And so it really, I'm a perfectionist, so I usually try to like think of the best things and how to do it and how to go about it and all this kind of stuff. So I think just the fact that we just really needed to do something, we were just like, whatever, let's just do it. So that was great. So that's how we started that one. And then the House Sitting Travel podcast that we just started, that just launched like 2 days ago, literally. We had been talking about house sitting. So house sitting is how we normally travel. So like basically it's just like you take care of someone's pets and home while they're away, like traveling. And so there's no money exchanged hands. Like, you don't pay for a place to stay. They don't pay for pet care. And it's just like a win-win situation. So we've been traveling this way for like 5 years and writing about it. And we have a book about it. It's called The House Sitting Handbook, by the way. But so we've been involved with it. And we had done some episodes on the Alternative Travelers podcast. But it just was becoming clear that it needed to be its own podcast, because it was a bit incongruous with everything else we were talking about, because the Alternative Travelers podcast is like a critical look at travel, like sustainable, responsible, like mindful travel and living. And so we thought it went hand in hand, kind of, but we realized that there were kind of two separate audiences. And also, I wanted to do interviews with other people who were doing with what we were doing with house sitting. So we just realized it needed to be its own thing. And then when I realized that there was no other podcast on this topic, I was like, well, we got to do it. Like, come on, we got to do it. Like, no one's done a podcast on this. So that's pretty crazy to be the first to do something in a space. And it's still such a small, very small community, but it's growing. And people, we've already gotten such a great response with it. It feels really, really great to be doing that. So that's kind of how that started.
That's amazing. I love that you were able to kind of recognize the space that House Sitting needed, because it's so often people are like, well, this is my show, so I'm going to sit and I'm going to have this be talking about, like, I'm going to do, you know, we're just going to have House Sitting part of, you know, alternative travel, because clearly it's an alternative travel option. Mm-hmm. So people just need to listen. And the fact that you're like able to recognize and step back and acknowledge the fact that, oh, you know, this is good. Like, let's have this be a separate show, especially because people that are interested in House Sitting, which I can imagine is going to be even bigger, you know, as the vaccines roll out and people start being able to travel more, people are going to be less and less wanting to go to, I would almost think, you know, big hotels and things. They want more of the really small space, like living part. And I love the idea that you're like, here, let's have just a whole podcast about it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's definitely like we feel very strongly that it's just going to be blowing up more and more, especially because everyone is adopting pet right, like in the pandemic, like pandemic pets.
Yeah.
So like so many more people are going to need house sitters when they're away, and then people are going to want to travel. Yeah. So that was definitely a more strategic choice. But I don't think we like to start that second one. But I don't think we would have started that off the bat if we hadn't done the first one. And then the first one is nice because it allows us to still be reflective, long form conversations on kind of a broader range of travel topics. So having those two in tandem is nice. Yeah. We'll see how it goes, though. I say that now.
Who knows? Who really knows? But either way, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you are doing what you are doing, both of you. And now we're going to take a little pause moment. I would like you to either virtually or really pick up your phone and tell me what podcast is currently playing if you were to hit play on your podcast app of choice.
So I did listen to a few episodes of Friends in Your Ears as a preparation for this because I was very nervous. But besides that, I am a big fan of the show Big Brother. And currently we're in the middle of Big Brother Canada Season 9. And there is a podcast I've been listening to for the last couple years called Rob Has a Podcast, which is run by this guy named Rob Cesternino, who was on 2 seasons of Survivor. And he and his team talk in depth about a bunch of different reality shows, but they specifically have a lot of Big Brother content. And if you're unfamiliar with the show, part of the conceit of Big Brother is that in the house, the cameras are always on. So they're always watching the contestants, and that's how they cut together the show. But also you can, like, as an audience member, log on to watch them on the live feeds and stuff. So it's very like Big Brother is always watching. But, you know, I don't have the time or patience to sit down and watch those during the day. So they have these very handy live feed updates every morning where they just kind of condense everything that happened during the day. So that's been part of my morning routine, is listening to Rob Has a Podcast and their live feed updates for Big Brother.
Nice. All right, what about you, Sam?
Okay, so I had just finished. Oh, I was going to say, I also was listening to Friends in Your Ears. the one I listened to, someone also had just started a second podcast, but I forget exactly which one. Anyway, but then I just finished this episode on Green Dreamer podcast, which is like all on sustainability and the environment and stuff. So this one was on shining light on food waste through dumpster diving. And I kind of like became obsessed with dumpster diving now. I know, sounds so crazy, but I'm like listening to this episode, I'm fascinated. I got obsessed. I've just been like watching stuff on it and like I wanna do it. It's not amazing. It's terrible how much food is wasted through like grocery stores and like other stuff like that. It's just awful. And I'm so curious to try it now. I like dumpster diving. I'm fascinated. So I feel like podcasts obviously like impact me, but I can't remember the last time I got really obsessed with the topic that I listened to in a podcast. So that really happened with this one. So that's the last one I listened to, because since then I went down a rabbit hole and have been, consuming other stuff about dumpster diving, which there's not. Someone needs to start a podcast. If anyone's listening, if anyone dumpster dives, you should start a podcast on dumpster diving, because there's no podcast on it. Just saying.
I'm surprised.
Me too. There's podcasts that are titled dumpster diving, but they're not on dumpster diving. And I'm just like, what is that?
What?
So.
But yeah, I that's, oh my gosh. So I could seriously just wax poetic about podcasts for so long, but like there's so many great ideas out there. And if you are passionate about something, there's probably someone else that's passionate about it too. I mean, look at this example. Sam was looking for a dumpster diving. It's so random. Did I think I was going to talk about dumpster diving today? No, but we are. And so I love that. And I'm sure if you didn't just start a second podcast, you probably would have started that one.
I don't know. I'm not an expert in it at all. So like,
but there's but here's the thing though, is that there's something to be said about doing a show where you're exploring something too and learning about things along with the audience. There's nothing that says you have to be an expert about a podcast to do a show about it. So another show I do is called Roboism, and where we talk about robots and tech and isms, but mostly about robots. I am the least experty expert of robots ever. I can barely run, you know, an RC car. And yet I love learning about them. I love talking about them. I love exploring more about them and having the robots do things for me. And there's something to be said about passion and the voices behind what you are talking about and being able to be really excited about something. So
Yeah, that's true. Because sometimes if you're listening to a show or even interviews where it feels like the interviewer knows everything about the person,
right?
Some of the excitement and discovery is like gone a little bit.
Yeah.
But don't encourage me, because this is the problem I already have, is like having too many ideas and thinking everything is like the next great idea.
I know. I feel you and I hear that deeply. But I'm just saying, audience, if you're listening and you want to do a dumpster diving podcast with Sam, Twitter or like contact them, contact me. I'll get you in touch. We'll make it happen.
Start it yourself. Start it yourself. Cause like, yeah, no, I mean, I think, it's true, though, that what you're saying earlier about there just being so many great ideas, like I feel like now that podcasting is kind of blowing up, there is this narrative going on that like, oh, don't start a podcast now in 2020, like you missed the boat. And it's just like that could be so far. That's just so far from the case, because there's so many topics that A, haven't been covered at all, B, that you haven't covered. And as the host, people are going to respond to you. And that's just such BS, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's always space for a podcast that you are interested in. Don't come into the space just like, I would never start a dumpster diving podcast. There's obviously a space in the market for it. However, I have no interest in it other than like an academic, oh, I'll read an article about it and then move on. Like that is not what I'm here for. like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say, oh, this is going to be the next big money maker, or let me expand my clout by doing a dumpster diving podcast. However, if there's something that you're really passionate about, it doesn't matter if there's already a podcast about it, because it, like you said, it's not a podcast from you. It's not a podcast with your point of view, your thoughts, your brain. If this is something that exists that you want to do, do it. Just start it and see what happens. Okay. So now that I am off of that soapbox or that dumpster, debatable, depending. Let's move on to the final podcast-related question. And I would love to know more about your favorite podcast. And yes, you may have more than one, and why you love them so much.
Okay, great. Because I have a very hard time picking favorites. So I was going to say, I'm not going to pick a favorite. We kind of touched on this already, but I think one of the things that I really love about certain, genre of podcasts is that you can get such a deep dive into a very particular topic. And sometimes I don't always feel like I'm great at doing my own research. So to be able to either go on a journey with someone or listen to an expert is always really fascinating. So I would say like three of the ones that I want to shout out that I've been kind of listening to recently are, one is The Secret Life of Canada, which is affiliated with CBC, and it's like a history-based podcast, but with a focus on Black and Indigenous history mostly. There's also a podcast called, I believe it's called The New History of Modern Rock, which is affiliated with an Edmonton radio station called Sonic 102.9. And the host, Alan Cross, each episode will focus on a particular band or style of music or era or whatever, and go really in depth into some of the known and unknown history, which is quite fascinating if you're, a music nerd. And another one that I just devoured in a day is this one called Fake Heiress, which is also through CBC. And it's this, based on this true story that happened a few years ago, where it's this woman named Anna Delvey who moved to New York, and she pretended to be a German heiress, and she was just this con artist conning all these people into letting her stay in a hotel for free and getting all these free trips and fancy dinners and stuff like that. And she wanted to open up her own art/social house. And it's very interesting, especially because whenever they talk about her, they say that she's not particularly, charismatic or anything, but she was still able to be this interesting, almost Paris Hilton-esque con artist. And it's just a story that's very up my alley. And the way that they tell the story over six episodes is very interesting because it's a journalist that's partnered with a playwright. And so the journalist will report on, we interviewed these people and, this is what they said and this is what happened at this time. And then there's some parts where they'll talk about, Anna had a meeting with this real estate agent, and then the playwright will imagine what that conversation would have been like, and it's acted out by actors. So it's just a very fascinating melding of kind of nonfiction and imagined fiction. I don't know, but it's quite interesting if you just want a little, one day story to listen to. Would definitely recommend.
I love that. So the hard part about this show is that I always end it with at least one new show to listen to, and Fake Heiress is definitely going to be on my list now. So thank you, I think.
I was going to say, you must have so many podcasts to listen to, getting all these recommendations from other podcasters.
So many. This idea of getting to finish your podcast queue is it just doesn't exist. And it's to the point now where I will subscribe and add episodes to my show, but I really end up listening to two that one of which is weekly, and it takes me all week to listen to because I have to, when I listen to audio, I have to be very concentrated on it to process it. I'm not an audio learner, which is strange why I love podcasts so much. So I can't like do work with it. I can't do, you know, I can walk the dog and do dishes and that sort of thing, but that's pretty much the limit to my like podcasting time. And so it's like 5 and 10 minutes here and there every day. And so I don't listen to a lot, but then sometimes like on a Saturday, I will go through it and I will listen to podcasts for like 12 hours. And so I'll pick off one that isn't my common, like in my have to listen to. So Fake Heiress sounds like the perfect jam for me to listen to on Saturday when I'm doing my spring cleaning. So that is going to be moved up my list. Shh, don't tell anybody else. All right, Sam, what about you?
Okay. Wow. So hard. I like a lot of shows. But probably my number one and the first podcast I ever really listened to and got into as like a regular listener is the Rich Roll podcast. And it's like all about wellness. He's an ultra athlete, which like I have no interest in being an ultra athlete. But I think it's fascinating from a mindset perspective. And he interviews a lot of athletes and stuff like that, which I'm like, I don't have a desire. One of the best episodes I listened to recently was with the Olympian. And I'm like, I don't want to be an Olympian, but this story is fascinating. It, from the mindset, I think there's a lot to learn from just how much goes into being an endurance athlete. And so that he has interviews with a variety of guests, and he really inspired me because his interviews are long form, like 2+ hours, which at first, when I first started listening to him, I'm like, you've got to be joking me, like 2 hours in podcast. I mean, I don't listen to them all in one sitting, but I really like getting into, like, I really believe in the power of long form content as opposed to like, you know, 15-second TikTok video. Like, mm-hmm. I think that you just can't get into the meat of like complex issues without just it being long form. So that really inspired me. And so that's probably like my number one that I always go back to. And what else? I'm just like looking. Oh yeah, of course, Green Dreamer, the one that I mentioned earlier that was on my podcast player. It's called Green Dreamer: Sustainability and Regeneration from Ideas to Life. It's basically like environmentalism and like intersectionality of environmentalism, not just like, you know, be zero waste, and that's what we all got to do for the environment. It's just like looking at all the systems that lead to the way that why the climate is, you know, screwed, basically. it's pretty dark a lot. So I can't, it's not pretty dark. I mean, there's a lot of hopeful things. It's heavy. So like, I can't always listen to it. Like one episode that I want to listen to is like deconstructing the colonial roots of national parks. And I'm like, that is going to be a great episode, but I don't always have the bandwidth to like listen to like, oh man, this is why everything is terrible because this systems and all this kind of stuff. But at the same time, I think it's really important. Really passionate about sustainability and intersectionality of it is super important too. So and those are, yeah, long form conversations as well. So yeah, those are like the two that I feel like I come back to. And I have a lot. I like long form interviews, I guess, with like experts with on a topic that I can learn about. And then often I love to read a lot. And so I'll get recommendations for books, either from the guest or whatever. Yeah, I could go on with a bunch of others, but I'll stop there.
I love that. I love how passionate people get when they get to talk about their favorite podcasts. So thank you both for sharing with me. And before we get to the final question, audience, if you have a question you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire! bonus. And I also would love to hear your answers to my bonus questions. So tweet with the hashtag FIYE answer. That's fire answer to share your answers to my questions. This episode's question is, so imagine reincarnation is real and you come back as an animal. What animal would you want to pick if you got to choose?
At my former job, we had this whiteboard where we would always just write funny little questions that people could answer at their leisure. And at one point, there was a question of like, oh, if you were an animal, which animal would you be? I don't know necessarily if I could like choose which animal I could be, what I would pick. I mean, part of me wants to say like house cat because they just have such a chill life.
Right.
But I feel like if I were, you know, like an animorph or something and became an animal right now, I always imagined that I would be like a chinchilla because they're like small and cute and have like luxurious fur. And that's just always like what I imagined I would be. But I don't know if I could pick, hard to say, probably, you know, I mean, if not house cat, then maybe an animal that like travels in a pack or that has, you know, like a community, you know?
Yeah.
I think that would be, you know, like travels with their whatever, their family, their community would be interesting.
So are you thinking more like, yeah, a wolf or like deer or elk or caribou, some other big, like, do you want to be hunting or do you want to be grazing?
Ooh, I feel like I would want to be grazing, but then I would get hunted, right? Like, I don't know. It's very difficult. I'm not sure.
That's okay, because the good part is this is not a final answer. Like, it's not locked into your history. You're probably fine.
Right after this, right. You're going to turn into, you know, what you choose.
Yep. Surprise!
Twist. Yeah, plot twist.
This question will definitely haunt me for the rest of the day, though. I'll definitely be thinking about it.
I'm sorry. Except not really.
That's funny. I was on a podcast where they asked, like, not what animal you'd want to turn into, which I like that question better than what's your favorite animal. Because this podcast that I was on was, like, an adventure travel podcast. And I was like, I can't say cat. But that would be my choice because, like, that's not cool enough, I guess, for an adventure travel podcast. But, like, I think, I don't know, like, that was my initial first reaction also, which is just like, yo, they just get to lie around in the sun, be worshipped. I mean, it's a pretty good life. And being a pet sitter, I see how much, you know, humans love their pets and how much they do for them. I mean, we house sat for one cat who straight up had a heating blanket, heated pad on his cat bed, and it was plugged in. And over the switch was that was tape so that you couldn't accidentally turn it off, God forbid. So this cat was living in the lap of luxury, and that's the life. So yeah, I mean, maybe it would be house cat. I guess an indoor-outdoor cat so it could explore, even though, like, I personally am too afraid to let cats outside.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother thing. But yeah, maybe, like, going back to what you said, Jessica, of, like, what if you actually thought about what you would want to be, I feel like maybe some kind of bird, because then I could fly different places and, you know, get a bird's eye view, like a literal bird's eye view of things and just soar over to different areas. I feel like that would be cool.
The traveling would be so much more simple.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, I love that. Both of you had absolutely flawless answers. You did great. Good job. Thank you so much for joining me. And thank you, audience, for listening to this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find Jessica at AB Queer Calendar and Sam is at Alt Travelers and I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much. And I hope you all have an absolutely amazing day.